beat Kansas 72-65. The NBA was off last night, but the Suns are hosting the Utah Jazz tonight at the Coliseum. Tip-off 7:30. In your KZZP Valley weather, plain and simple, a sunny and beautiful with a high near 80, and the exact same thing again tomorrow. Right now downtown, it's 54.
Canoehead looks so hot this morning, dressed up as a woman downtown Central in Van Buren, trying to get guys to dance with him. We'll check back with Canoehead coming up next. Stay here.
KZZP.
Now more music variety, KZZP 104.7 FM. I need an everlasting love. It's Howard Jones at 8:05, 5 after 8 o'clock. Canoehead is looking for just a little quick little bit of love. Downtown at Central and Van Buren. Canoehead, are you there? Canoe boy,
there you go.
Hello, Canoehead. Canoehead is dressed as a woman, and he came in this morning. We knew he was going to be dressed as a woman, but when he walked in that studio door, our eyes got big as saucers. We're going, oh, gee. So
exactly.
John and I were like, you know, a couple of minutes into hitting on him
right.
before Lisa said, guys, that's Canoehead.
Yes. And Canoe, you look real good, except for the tiny little love handles you got hanging over the top of your shorts.
No.
I don't know what to say. I mean,
you got a beauty mark, too, though.
Yeah, he does. Let me come over and put my makeup on this morning.
You're dressed as a woman down Central in Van Buren.
Yeah.
In the northbound lanes.
Yes.
And what you got to do is solicit people. You got to solicit men right now.
Yes, we have a lot of astute businessmen running around going to work.
Now, what you got to do is find guys who will dance with you for anywhere from, I don't know, it depends on how much it takes to bribe them with. You got some cash there, though.
Yeah, I got cash on me.
Okay. So you want to try somebody?
Yeah, let's. Well, I'm right here on the corner and good morning, sir. How you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
And, well, you know, I've kind of had a rough week, and I'm really looking for a date for the weekend, and I was wondering if you'd like to dance.
Well, I got Manny here for you. He's an expert dancer. Dance with him.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you $5 if you dance with me.
That's not enough to dance with me.
Okay.
Offer him $10. Offer him $10.
$10. No, it's not enough. No?
What about his friend Manny?
Okay. Manuel, right? Yeah. Manuel, yeah? Hi. Well, I really do need a date for the weekend, and, God, you're a good-looking guy.
Oh, yeah, stop flirting.
And I was just wondering, you know, you want to dance this weekend or dance today? I'll give you money. I'll pay you for it.
How much?
I don't know, $10?
How about 20?
Wait a minute. No.
Tell him 15.
15. Come on, 15.
20.
15, he says 20. He's not going to go anywhere.
Say sorry, you're missing out on $15,
then. You're missing out on $15. Okay, come on, 17.
Oh, my God.
17.
All right, give him $20
okay,
to dance
$20.
With you. All right.
All right. Okay, man, well, come on over here, and I have this. I picked out a special song for you and I.
No.
And here we go. You ready?
Getting a little clutch there. Getting a little clutch.
Okay. Isn't this beautiful? Oh, he's a gentleman, too.
Can I talk?
He's gonna hold my hand.
Can I talk
okay,
to
Okay, here, you can talk to him. There you go. You want to talk to Dave.
Hey, Manuel.
Hello?
He's not doing that grind trick, is he?
Yeah.
You remember back in high school when you used to do that grind trick?
Yes.
He's trying to do that.
All right, make him behave himself. Can I talk to Canoehead again real quick here?
Yeah.
Thanks. I think we did pick the perfect music for this. We really did.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, Canoe?
Yeah?
You're not getting any funny looks or anything, are you?
I've gotten a lot of people driving by and honking at me. A couple people have waved, and some lady drove by and took a picture of me.
Somebody call? Somebody pull up and solicit you with red hair?
No, nobody solicited me yet.
With red hair and a flashlight? Huh?
No, this is... He was here a little bit ago.
All right.
Oh, Canoe.
Hey, Canoe.
He didn't stay very long, though.
All right, give the guys $20.
Okay.
Have him let go of you.
Okay.
You want to find somebody else real quick?
Put your hands up higher, Manuel. Thanks. that was a lovely dance. Thank you so much, Manuel.
Find somebody you haven't even approached yet, Canoe.
Okay.
Just approach a stranger, yeah.
Okay, so I just leave my music playing there? All right, here we go. Sure. Here's two very nice gentlemen. Ow. You know how hard it is to run in heels, Dave?
Run.
I'm running across the street. Hello, sir. How you doing this morning?
All right.
Are you married, sir? He's got to get to court. You want to dance this morning? I need a date for the weekend real bad. No, he doesn't want to dance with me, Dave.
Yeah, maybe you should check to find out what he's going
okay,
to court for anyway.
How you doing, sir? Yeah. Are you an attorney? Are you wealthy?
No.
No?
Can
I pay you $10 to dance with me?
No, it's not good.
No. He's not going to stay. They're annoying me. Oh, here's another. Hi,
thanks,
sir. Good morning. How are you?
All right.
Are you a lawyer, by chance?
No, I'm not.
Do you make any decent amount of money? Because I'll tell you what, I'll pay you if you'll dance with me.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
That's great. A good day.
Keep trying, Canoe Head. We'll come back in a little while, all right?
Okay.
All right, it's 808 to KZZP 104.7 FM. If he runs into that redheaded guy, he'll be picked up. Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Quick, like that. John McKay's Couch Potato IQ Test. Johnny?
Doing a little different approach to the question today.
All right.
Which sitcom contained the following characters? Tony, Alfred, and Roger.
Oh, yeah.
Tony, Alfred, and Roger.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's very popular, and you're going to kick yourself in the head when you hear the answer.
Tony, Alfred, and Roger. Ooh, that's tough.
One of the names is probably throwing you off.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play for the Dave Ryan prize package, but not just the T-shirt and the AMC movie passes. We're going to throw in tickets to the Grand Canyon Railway. This is really cool.
Yeah.
If you want to get away for the weekend, you'll drive up to Williams, board the train, and you'll go out to the canyon, get there about noon, a two-hour train ride, and then 4 hours to the canyon, and then back, 2 hours ride back to Williams. And so it's a nice little, like, a Saturday trip, a little day trip, up to beautiful northern Arizona. And if you want it, 260-1047 at KZZP, 809, sunshine in the forecast day, and real nice, high around 80 or so. 59 right now downtown, where Canoe Head is trying to hit on men, and we'll check back with him in a while. Right now, it's Danny Sullivan in Skyview Traffic.
You're making your way inbound on the Maricopa. It's a 6 to 8 minute ride from Elliott to 48th Street. The southbound Dreamy Trust recovering from earlier accident. It's still your heaviest mountain pass. Cave Creek Road and Chena Boulevard are doing a much better job. And use caution around an accident on McClintock northbound past Broadway. This traffic sponsored by Desert Schools Federal Credit Union, Arizona's largest credit union, where your membership offers complete financial service. To join today, call 433-7050. 433-7050. Danny Sullivan, KZZP Skyview Traffic.
7:30 tonight at the Celebrity Theater.
1991.
Have we talked to every radio station in the world today about Danny Bonaducci?
I can't believe how many people have called.
We talked to John Lander in Philadelphia this morning at Eagle 106.
Uh-huh.
And we talked to Jack Murphy in Dallas, Texas this morning.
Uh-huh.
Just got off the phone with KS104 in Denver, Colorado this morning.
Uh-huh.
I wish they'd stop calling us about this stupid thing.
I know.
Good Lord.
Leave us alone.
All right, it's 813 at KZZP 104.7 FM. However, you can call if you know the answer to John McKay's Couch Potato IQ Test. Johnny.
What television sitcom contained the following characters? Tony, Roger, and Alfred.
Tony, Roger, and Alfred.
Yes.
All right, let's get on the phone here. What line are we going to there, Johnny?
Line one.
Line one. And who is this?
Carrie.
What's your answer,
Carrie.
Please? Carrie.
Hi, Dream of Jeannie.
Is it I Dream of Jeannie?
That's right.
Tony, Roger, and Alfred Bellows.
Alfred Bellows.
Yeah, Dr. Right. Bellows.
And you remember Tony and Roger's last names, Care?
Tony Nelson and Roger Healy.
Roger Healy.
That's correct.
Excellent. You are correct. Good job, Karen. You got the Dave Ryan prize package, also the Grand Canyon Railway trip. And what station do you listen to the most?
KZZP 104.7 FM, my number one hit music station.
All right, Karen, hang on.
Should have told you by now.
It's 818 at KZZP 104.7 FM. And Canoe Head is dressed up as, I guess you can't really say he's dressed up as a hooker.
Mm.
He's just dressed up as a real sleazy woman downtown.
Because, you know, to wear a top like that out in public downtown on a corner like that, not normal.
Is there a name for the kind of top that he's wearing?
You know, I don't know if you don't call it a halter top. It's I don't know what you call it. I would never ever wear something like this. It's got the elastic around the top and the bottom. It's a half shirt, and you can wear the sleeves up or down off your shoulders. And my stepmother used to wear those, and it just grossed me out.
The kind of women that call men dude.
Yeah.
Wear those.
Yeah. And smoke Marlboro Reds.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Would wear a shirt like that.
Yes.
It wouldn't look good on you, Lisa. It would clash with those hot pants.
That's true. Yeah.
That just wouldn't do the trick there.
Well, thanks.
It's 8:19. Canoe Head is wearing, let's see, fishnet stockings.
Yep.
High heels.
Yeah. These got to be at least 5-inch heels. 4-inch heels.
Very tight
They're
black
so
pants.
It's hard to walk in. I keep getting my heels stuck in a crack.
Mm-hmm.
They're only inch and a half high heels. They're not like 5-inch heels.
They're huge.
They're inch and a half, Canoe.
And you can imagine what a hard time we had.
Sticking out between the fishnet part of the pantyhose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can kind of see it if you look down and this top
he never
just
shut
gotta
up.
Go.
He never does shut up,
no.
Does he?
No.
You're downtown Central and Van Buren in the northbound lanes?
Yeah.
I wish you were literally in the northbound lanes, but unfortunately he's on the sidewalk right now. Remember, as we always say whenever Canoe heads out, if you're driving along Central and you feel the urge to swerve up onto the sidewalk and you want to take out Canoe Head, we'll give you an album for it.
Okay.
We'll give you a bumper sticker or a T-shirt.
Thanks,
Canoe Head, you were trying to get people to dance with you, right?
Yeah.
Guys to dance with.
I'm trying to get the wig out of my face. place.
It's kind of hard.
That's
there.
What that noise is.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to try to get somebody off?
Well, there's a Southwest ambulance that stopped here, and let's just run up here.
Did they stop? Did they stop just to talk to you?
No, they there's a light. Hi guys, how you doing this morning?
Pretty good.
And you guys just having a good time? Swimming on the way to work or
just on the way back?
On the way back.
They sound real excited to talk to him.
I really need a date for the weekend, and I'd really like for you to dance with me. Would you dance with me? I'll pay for it.
I don't know. We're on duty right now.
Oh, he's on duty. Well, you know, everybody else doesn't. I'm cheap. I'll give you money.
Give him five. Offer him $5 to get out and dance with you.
$5 to dance with me.
Nah, not five.
$10.
Five, ten.
$10.
$10?
Be persistent.
$10? No,
suppose you
give me a thumbs up, like I have to go higher.
Suppose you hurt yourself, Canoe. He's a paramedic.
Oh.
He's
yeah.
on duty.
I asked him if he was giving free exams today.
Free mouth-to-mouth today.
Mm. Yeah. Well, how about $20?
Getting closer.
$20, right, $20 and they got to blow the siren, too. That's
okay.
Our final offer.
$20 and blow the siren? $20 plus blow the siren. Come on, once, please. It's a beautiful song.
Please,
we're
going
to do Lady. Kenny Rogers? They're conversing back and forth.
Are they
gonna
do it?
$20 plus a little warp on the siren. One more. Come on, please.
Okay.
What a salesman. Please, please. God, I'm begging, please.
He's going to do it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, he'll do it?
Yeah.
Is he going to blow the siren?
Oh, blow the siren for me.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
All right.
And so I kind of feel I'm like hanging into the window of his car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his van, actually.
That is illegal. That does look suspicious when that happens. Cops will bust you for doing that.
Boy, does he
John,
look nice, too.
You want to get the Phoenix Police Department on the phone? Let them know what's going on down
the
central.
I was enjoying this a little too much.
Okay.
Is
this
he
a song? Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that great?
Are you dancing yet?
Yeah.
What's the guy's name?
What's your name, sir? He's not going to say his name.
I don't blame him. Southwest Ambulance, though, I think is the company.
Yeah,
right.
But he's got a tag on Jeff.
Good one. All right.
Yeah. So are we ready to do this? You ready to dance?
I thought you were in a clinch already.
He says, whatever, that's fine.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
But I'm not a Danny now. Come on.
He's not a Danny, he says. Here we go. And we're dancing. Keep those hands higher there, Jeff.
That's nice.
Thanks.
I want to see light between you two, all right?
Okay. Be able to stack two Bibles, right? Okay, that's enough, thanks.
Okay, good. Let go. Canoe?
Okay, that's enough, thanks.
Is that lady playing right now?
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
thanks, Jeff.
That was lady.
That's enough of that.
Okay, you want to find somebody else? Last one.
Let's, how about this nice gentleman? He's walking across the street. I got to catch him.
Okay.
Hard to run in high heels.
Canoe had his dress as a woman downtown Central in Van Buren trying to get people to dance with him.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Oh, fine.
Well, I need a date for the weekend, kind of bad, and I was wondering if you'd like to dance with me.
Oh, no.
No?
I'm busy right now. I can't dance.
He's busy. He can't dance.
Oh, yeah. He's
busy. Is that the way to work? I'll pay you for it.
Sir, I don't have any time to dance.
He doesn't have the time to dance.
All right, find somebody else.
Well, let's see. He wants to know how much I'll pay him.
No, find somebody else.
Okay, let's
go
find somebody else.
No.
$2. No, he said no.
Okay, good. Well, get rid of him.
Here we go. Here's a nice gentleman.
Okay.
How you doing this morning, sir?
Fine.
I'm kind of dateless for the weekend, and I'm a real good dancer. I was wondering if you'd like to dance with me. I'll pay you for it.
No, thank you.
No, thank you? Okay, come on. $5.
No, thank you.
$10?
No, thank you.
$15.
Tell him that you're paying him. I'm paying you.
I'll pay you.
How much?
$15.
$20.
He says $20.
Everyone wants $20.
No.
Will he do it for $20?
Will you do it for $24? $20.
$20.
He'll say you do it for $20.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You want to run across the street with me here? Will you escort me across the street? This is for KZZP. I'm Canoe Head.
I'm going to dance.
He's going to dance with me.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay.
Have a good time. We'll leave you two kids alone, okay? All right, you two lovebirds. We'll talk to you in a little bit. 824 KZZP. What is it, Trip Canoehead?
These heels are so hard to walk.
All right, be careful. 824 KZZP. And a final check on Skyview traffic. Here's Danny Sullivan.
Thanks, Dave. Everything's just about recovering. Westbound Superstition and I-10, well, you'll find just a little bit of slowing as you're heading around the Broadway curve. Units have just cleared the accident on 7th Street southbound approaching Dunlap. You've still got about a fourth of a mile backup on approaching 32nd Street in Chase.
southbound as you're heading into the Dreamy Draw. In Papagoa, you'll find a little bit of slow and go around 35th Avenue due to some vehicles off to the side of the road. Get a free Arby's roast beef sandwich when you purchase a $9.95 transmission fluid change service at any 8 Valley Lee Miles transmission centers. Call 26-MY-LES today. Danny Sullivan, KZZP Skyview Traffic.
KZZP,
the station with more music variety,
has much more than just great music. It all starts with Dave Ryan in the morning. You'll hear KZZP's Danny Sullivan with Skyview Traffic.
I'll be in the air in the morning and in the afternoon, keeping an eye out for traffic problems and giving you the easiest route to and from work.
Then, throughout the day, listen for News Channel 3's Jim Howell.
Come rain or shine, I'll make sure you get the most accurate forecast.
And to fill you in on your way home from work, it's TV 12's Ron Hoon.
I'll update you on what's been happening in the world while you were busy with your day. Give us a minute or so, and we'll let you know what's been going on.
KZZP.
Now with more music variety.
And a few extras.
Danny Sullivan, KZZP Skyview Traffic.
I'm Jim Howell, KZZP Valley Weather.
I'm Ron Hoon with a 60-second update.
More for your life from the radio station with more music variety.
104.7 FM.
KZZP.
It's 8:27. I'm Lisa McDaniel with your KZZP News, Sports and Weather, brought to you by Honda of Tempe. They're your used car and truck source. Prices start at $4,000. Honda of Tempe, Elliott Road, and the I-10 Freeway. The state capitol appears to be squeaky clean this morning as Senate Majority Leader Alan Stevens has been cleared by the Ethics Committee. The vote was 5-0. Danny Bonaducci, former Partridge Family member, is out of work, at least for the next 2 weeks. The radio station where he works has suspended him following his arrest on Sunday morning. He's accused of beating and robbing a transvestite prostitute. Still no sign of that missing plane carrying Phoenix Fire Captain Steve Young, his teenage daughter, and her two friends. But the search continues this morning. GP Sports, the college basketball season has finally come to an end, and Duke has beaten Kansas for the NCAA championship. The final 72-65. Christian Laettner was the most valuable player. The Suns are home tonight, taking on the Utah Jazz. Tip-off is 7:30. Dwight Gooden of the New York Mets is now the second highest paid player in baseball. He's just signed a 3-year extension to his contract worth $15.5 million. And your KZZP Valley weather just does not get much better than this. Sunny and gorgeous with a high near 80 this afternoon. Carbon copy tomorrow, too. Right now, downtown, it's 58 at 8:29. I'm Lisa McDaniel with Dave Ryan in the morning. And now, more music variety on KZZP 104.7 FM, your number one hit music station.
Chaka-chaka-chaka-gone. 104.7 FM. A lot of people calling this morning telling us how much they enjoyed the April Fool's Day parade.
Yes.
And then a couple of people saying that they definitely did not enjoy the April Fool's Day parade.
In fact, more of those people.
Yeah, because they're saying they drove downtown looking for the parade route. It was kind of hard to find.
Yes.
It was well hidden.
Secluded area of town.
Extremely secluded, yeah.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I don't think anybody found it except the three of us. 834 at KZZP and Dave Ryan in the morning, Lisa McDaniel, John McKay, and on the phone here with Marianne. Now, is it your cat that's stuck up in the tree, Marianne?
It's my friend's cat.
Your friend's cat is stuck up in a tree.
Oh.
And you, how long has your cat been up in the tree now?
Since last night.
No.
Yeah, her kids opened up their bedroom window, and it's an indoor cat.
Oh, no.
And it climbed out, and it, evidently something scared it. And she works like
John McKay. John McKay dressed up as a dog, scared
that
the
was
cat.
Me, yeah.
Does the cat have his claws?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, he must have, yeah.
Yeah.
To call it, to climb up the
tree.
Wow.
How tall is the tree?
I don't know. It's tall.
Like the height of a house or like a two-story house or a three-story house or what?
Yeah, about the height of a two-story house.
Wow, big tree.
It's pretty tall.
How would you get a cat out of a tree, John? What's the best way? Burn it down, would you say? Chop it down?
Cut it down, yeah.
Cut the tree down?
Yes.
Would be the best way to get
it. An earthquake would get the cat out of the tree, but, you know, you might have to wait a couple of years for that to happen.
The cat has been up there since last night?
Since about 9 o'clock last night.
Did you try calling the fire department to get the cat out of the tree?
Yeah, my friend. I told her this morning. She came over and she goes, come outside and look. And I looked outside and there's this cat. And I told her, I said, call the fire department. Because I told her, I said, I swear I see this in the news, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I took the kids to school and came back and she said she called and they said they don't do that anymore.
Have you tried to throw some milk up to the cat? In fact, if you throw a whole gallon of milk up there, you might get the cat out of the tree.
She's had food out there, banging the food and... And all she did was meow all night long.
But the fire department won't come by and get the cat out of the tree.
No.
I've seen so many movies and TV shows where, of course, the fire department will come and get the cat out of the tree.
Yeah, but wasn't it on the news, too?
It was like the 50s and 60s, you know? They don't do that in the 90s anymore.
You can't get a doctor to make a house call.
No.
You can't get the fire department to get the cat out of the tree.
Darn.
You tried calling the Phoenix Fire Department?
Yes.
Because we know Captain Kevin Boyle with the Phoenix Fire Department.
Yeah.
Really? What's his number?
Well, I tell you what, John, if you want to call over there, and we'll see if we... Why don't we keep you on the phone, Marianne?
Okay.
And we'll get your address and see if we can maybe get the a fire department that's not busy right now.
Okay.
Because, God forbid, a fire starts somewhere while they're busy getting a cat out of a tree.
Sure.
All right. Hold on a second, Marianne. We'll come back to you, okay?
Okay.
You want to look up the fire department's phone number there?
Doing it.
I wouldn't call 911 for this one.
Okay. Absolutely.
Would not do that. Yeah. In the meantime, we got the local celebrity birthday list and plenty of birthdays on there, Lise.
We have Aaron Yancey in Paradise Valley. Happy birthday from Heather. Susan Barron in Mesa is 27 today. Have a great birthday from your cousin Melissa. Justina Fleming in Chandler. Happy 15th from Kevin. Jenner, happy birthday from Mom and Shiloh. You're the best daughter ever. And Casey Barson, happy 16th from Jackie.
All right. While John looks for the fire department's phone number, I'll see if I can find our celebrity birthdays here. Hold on one second. Yeah, got them right here. Okay. Celebrities today, Dana Carvey's 36. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's 47. Buddy Ebsen is 83.
Yeah.
Ron Palillo, Arnold Horshack, 37 years old today.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin Gaye would have been 52. It was 4 years ago today that U2 opened their U.S. tour at Sun Devil Stadium. And Dallas premiered on TV on the state in 1978. And here is the hypothetical question. This morning we're playing for NXS tickets.
Wow.
And also you'll be in the drawing on Friday for front row seats at NXS at Desert Sky, their concert Saturday night.
Yeah.
Also, you'll be in the drawing for backstage passes and a video camera to shoot NXS and you hanging out together backstage after the show.
Sounds like a blast.
All right, but first of all, you got to win the tickets, and you do that by getting the hypothetical question.
Let's hear it.
Here it is. Cameron Harper is swimming at the Y when he notices Patty Kirkpatrick laying by the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Cameron wants to impress Patty, so he starts showing off.
Mm-hmm.
First, he stands on his head underwater, then does a cannonball off the side of the pool. Patty still hasn't noticed Cameron, so Cameron climbs up on the high dive. While he's standing there working up his nerve to jump, Frank Camacho drains the water from the pool just before Cameron jumps.
Uh-huh.
When Cameron lands, he gets a bloody nose, a fat lip, and he breaks the bone in his leg between the ankle and the knee. While trying to impress Patty Kirkpatrick from Channel 12, what bone did Cameron break?
Ooh.
If he broke that bone in his leg between the ankle and the knee, call us if you got it, 260-1047 at KZZP.
Hi, this is Brian Allen from KZZP for the Nutrisystem Weight Loss Program. You know, ever since I first went on the Nutrisystem plan, I've done nothing but notice changes in my life. For instance, the biggest change, obviously, would be the amount of weight that I've lost. And I'm not the only one noticing. The compliments still come in left and right, and people are always telling me how much better I look. But I've also noticed the changes in clothes size now that I've dropped 6 inches from the waist, and changes in my attitude, too. I feel a lot better about myself. I'm happier now, and I owe it all to the people at Nutrisystem. Now, you can do the same thing. If you've ever thought about losing weight, there's no better way, and right now, you can pay $1 per pound for Nutrisystem services. April is National Weight Loss Month, so don't wait. Call today and count down to thin. 1-800-321-THIN. That's 1-800-321-THIN. Nutrisystem. There's a right way to lose weight. This offer does not include maintenance or evaluation fee.
841 at KZZP, 104.7 FM. We're going to talk with somebody from the fire department. Is it Kevin Boyle?
Yes, sir.
We're going to talk with him coming up. But first of all, it's the hypothetical question here. Cameron Harper is swimming at the Y when he notices Patty Kirkpatrick laying by the pool.
All right.
Would that be laying by the pool? Lying by the pool.
Lying. Yes.
Lying by the pool. Cameron wants to impress Patty, so he starts showing off. First, he stands on his head underwater. That'll always get the chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Then he does a cannonball off the side of the pool. Patty still hasn't noticed, so Cameron climbs up on the high dive, and while he's standing there working up his nerve to jump, Frank Camacho from Channel 3 comes along, drains all the water right out of the pool.
All right.
Just before Cameron jumps. And when Cameron lands in the empty pool, gets a bloody nose, a fat lip, and he breaks the bone in his leg between the ankle and the knee. What bone is it that he broke? George, good morning.
Hello.
What bone did he break?
He broke the tibia.
He did break the tibia. How did you know that, George?
I broke both my ankles.
Really?
Is that the tibia?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
I was playing lacrosse at my high school.
Really? Playing lacrosse, trying to impress Patty Kirkpatrick.
Yeah.
I was trying to impress Frank Camacho.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Yeah, I don't think we want to hear this story, George.
Absolutely not.
You're a winner, George. Congratulations. You got NXS tickets. You got the Dave Ryan prize package. You're also in the drawing on Friday for front row seats at NXS, backstage passes, and also the video camera to go backstage and tape you and your pals NXS, okay?
Cool.
And George, What radio station do you listen to the most?
KZZP 104.7 FM, the number one hit music station.
Beautiful, George. Hold on 1 second here. Now, if we got Marianne on line six. Marianne, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Cat still up in a tree?
Yeah.
Oh, your neighbor's cat's been up in a tree for, I guess, a good 12 hours or so.
Yeah.
And what's the cat's name?
Kitty.
Kitty.
Maybe that's why cat's protesting. He wants a new name.
Yeah. Kids name the cat?
No, she did.
She named the cat.
Okay.
Kitty.
She can't think of difficult names.
Okay. And let's see if we can get Kevin Boyle on the phone. Kevin Boyle.
Yeah, hi, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
We're just talking with Marianne here. Have you got the background on the bit here?
Yes, I do.
And I don't know when the last time I saw this on TV, but it's of course, when a cat goes up in a tree, of course the fire department will come out and get the cat out of the tree.
Exactly.
That used to be so, Dave. And John, I'm sorry to report at this point, though, the fire department does not respond to cats and trees anymore just because of the cost of the equipment and the manpower that rides on the apparatus. It wouldn't be very cost effective. Although I do understand there are some private companies that she may telephone assist her getting the cat out of the tree.
Oh, really? Do you get a lot of calls at the fire department wanting people wanting help to get a cat out of the tree?
Oh, occasionally we get them. I wouldn't say a lot, no.
So Kevin laughs and hangs up.
Yeah.
Good luck.
We try to direct them in the right direction. We try to make them understand
that
the cost of the trucks and the manpower, it's not very cost effective for us to go out and do that.
Sure. Plus, if there was a big car, 10-car pileup on 17 while you're getting a cat out of a tree, the boss, the chief, Doug Tucker, might not like that very much.
It would be a tough one to explain to everyone, I think.
You could be in big trouble. Marianne, I guess you're kind of on your own with this. We were going to send John out to get the cat out of the tree, but John hates cats.
Yes.
So
the fire department.
I suggest just leaving it there for about 3 days, then calling the Maricopa County Dead Animal Pickup to come.
They're moving Friday.
They're moving on Friday.
Yeah, they want to take the cat with them.
Will you let us know how to get the cat out of the tree? Or if anybody has any ideas on how to get her cat out of the tree, call us at 260-1047.
It's got to be someone with a big ladder somewhere.
Well, yeah, if you're in the area of 19th and 19th and Northern?
Yeah, 19th.
And you got a big ladder. You don't have any plans right now to get it out of the tree, do you?
No, not yet. We're working on it.
Oh. All right. Well, hang on a second, Marianne. We'll come back to you, okay?
Okay.
Well, Kevin, I'm sorry that you couldn't help her, but I still, thanks for talking to us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Anytime you have any questions, feel free to call.
No problem. We were going to ask you about April Fool's Day, which we're all going to go out to on Sunday.
Yes.
And this is the second April Fool's Day that we've been involved with, but I guess this has been going on a while and is going to happen again on Sunday, right?
That's right. This Sunday, April 7th, is the second annual, actually, so you guys participated in the first one and here again. Second annual April Pools Day. We're trying to get volunteers to help the fire department pass out pool safety information in their own neighborhoods. And we're also offering free CPR classes at 9 different locations around the city. So if any of your listeners would like to help the fire department with pool safety information or take free CPR classes, give us a call at 256-4179.
256-4179.
You got it.
Lisa wants to date a fireman, Kevin. Can you set her up with a firefighter?
I'll probably have at least 15 firefighters out there, Lisa. So come on over, and I'll line them up, and we'll see what we can do.
Right. Oh.
So I can have 15 more dates that are going to fail.
Yeah, whatever you can work out.
Yeah, or not work out. Kevin, thanks for being on with us.
Okay,
we'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 845, Captain Kevin Boyle of the Phoenix Fire Department. It's quarter till 9, and Amy Grant at KZZP. The tree and suggestions so far range from a BB gun to climb the tree, get the cat out of the tree, but the tree is real thin.
Right.
How about a high pressure garden hose?
Somebody suggested Kevin Boyle come out with a hose and hook it up to a hydrant, high pressure hose.
You guys are sick.
That would get the cat out of the tree.
Sure would.
How about just a good old ladder?
You would have to go to Yuma to pick the cat up
once
it got out of the tree. Marianne says she's going down later to get a ladder to see if she can get the cat out of the tree, which has been up there since last night.
Can you believe that? A whole night. Mm. Poor cat.
Poor kitty.
This reminds me of when Beaver got the cat caught in the tree, and Beaver went up to get it, and Beaver got stuck in the tree.
Reminds me of when Beaver got caught in the soup bowl up on the billboard, because he climbed up there to see if it was really soup in the bowl.
That's right.
And then he got stuck up there, and he couldn't get down, and Gilbert was on the ground trying to talk him down.
Which reminds me of the time Beaver got his head caught between two railings.
I remember that.
Yes.
That reminds me of the time that Gilligan was wondering what happened to everybody on the island. They all started disappearing.
That's right.
And it turned out they were in a big hole in the ground.
That's right.
Which is kind
of
like
when Jan thought she wasn't part of the family. And she wanted to be an only child.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then there was a Three's Company episode.
I don't know what dance floor in the old high school gym. So far away.
Happy Daryl Hall and John Oates Day.
So
as proclaimed by Mayor Paul Johnson. Did you know today is Daryl Hall and John Oates Day?
I did know that, yes.
Yeah.
Official mayoral proclamation. This is Hall & Oates Day. They're going to be in Phoenix tonight. They're going to be actually at the Celebrity Theater tonight.
Right.
And tickets, I think, there still might be a few available.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
But I'm not sure about that. If there are, you can get them at Celebrity Box Office tonight, or just call the usual Ticketmaster outlets, and they'll take care of you there. Daryl Hall and John Oates tonight. It's an acoustic evening in the round.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I saw a little preview of their concert on Entertainment Tonight. The Entertainment Tonight the other night.
Oh yes.
You know, at the end of the show, they always say, "And now, as we wrap up the show, let's watch a little clip here of Dana Plato holding up a video store."
Right.
Well, this one was let's watch a little clip of Daryl Hall and John Oates acoustically, and they were doing. I think they might have been doing that song. Acoustically,
really?
Sounds really cool.
Oh, good. Really? Great.
Sounds different, yeah.
And a few lucky people get to have lunch with him today.
That's right. The conference room at the radio station is buzzing with everybody talking about this,
yes.
Going, wow, I can't wait for Daryl Hall and John Oates to go out to lunch.
Yep.
And they're saying, well, you guys aren't going to get to go.
That's right.
They're telling the three of us, you know, come on.
I know.
You guys have no business hanging out with Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Disrupting the whole conference here.
Exactly.
Yes.
So they're going to be on the air sometime this afternoon with Chet Buchanan, from what I understand.
That's right.
So make sure you're here. It's 8:55 at KZZP. Susie's got the entertainment news from Hollywood coming up in just a few minutes. Hang on.
It's the Abco Run of the Mill.
Wait to hit bottom before you look for a way up. St. Luke's Behavioral Health Centers in Phoenix and the East Valley.
Hi, this is KZZP's Chet Buchanan. Make sure you join me Friday night at What's Your Beef in Scottsdale, broadcasting live from 8 to midnight. It's another KZZP Friday Night Live. This time, we're doing a treasure hunt. It's your chance to win all kinds of cash and prizes. Friday Night Live, What's Your Beef in Scottsdale, the treasure hunt with KZZP.
It's 8:59 at KZZP, 104.7 FM. A beautiful day today. Sunshine, the high around 80. It's 72 already. And the beautiful Susie Sable with entertainment news this morning.
Thank you, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Stones fan, you better head to the nearest record store, as today is the day you can pick up the first copies of Flashpoint, their newest album. The album includes 14 live songs recorded on the Steel Wheels tour, along with a couple of studio tracks, High Wire and Sex Drive. Age doesn't seem to be slowing these guys down, as now there is talk of another album and tour for next year. But what has happened to the old saying, "Till death do we part"? Another Hollywood breakup. Vic Damone and Diane Carroll have separated after 4 years. So far, neither has a great record. They've both been married 3 times before. You can see Carroll in Robert Townsend's new movie, The Five Heartbeats. Well, dancer and choreographer Martha Graham, whose career spanned almost the entire century, died yesterday in New York City. She's the lady that gave birth to what is now termed modern dance. Her early works have been compared to the art of Picasso and also the music of Stravinsky. She was 96. It looks like David Letterman's wife is missing. The only problem is he isn't married. Margaret Ray, who claims to be his wife, is missing from a state mental hospital. She's broken into his house 7 times, and last year she was convicted for trespassing after he found her just hanging in the hall near his bedroom. Hey, if you were sad when the Beauty and the Beast TV show went off the air, have I got good news for you. A big screen Beauty and the Beast is in the works. A lot of questions are going to be answered that were left open at the end of this series. And Ron Perlman will return as the gentle and romantic Beast. And top movies over the weekend, The Big Green Dudes came out on top. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Part 2. The Secret of the Ooze held the number one position for the second week in a row. Silence of the Lambs still drawing a crowd at number 2. And Oscar winner Dances with Wolves up 2 notches to number 3. I'm Susie Sable, and that is the news from Hollywood.
Thanks, Sue. Straight up 9 o'clock at KZZP 104.7 FM. It's your number one hit music station with Dave Ryan in the morning. Thanks for listening.
KZZP, KZZP, Phoenix.
It's the all-new Andy Griffith Show. Starring Andy Griffith as Sheriff Taylor, Don Knotts as Barney, and Clint Eastwood as Opie.
You get a chance to do some real police work and you pass it up. Why?
Barney, you're making a big balling volcano out of a little wet weather spring.
Yeah, Barney. I only had a couple of beers.
Never know when to stop, do you? Go on and on and on and on and on and on. Kind of a sickness with you, I guess.
Paul, get this pinhead off my back. You can't lock me up for having a couple of beers.
Well, that's just the point. We're entirely too lax around here.
Now, in the big city jails, they give sobriety tests.
Sobriety tests.
To find out whether or not a man is sober. And I think we ought to do a chair, too.
All right, Barney. I'll play your silly game. Go ahead and test me.
Okay. You know, when a man's been drinking, the first thing he loses is his endurance. I'm going to give you a little endurance test.
All right, Pinhead, fire away.
On your feet. Now,